Yeah. Welcome. Welcome you. Hey. I'm your big brother. What do I have to say to the kids?
Let go. Life does get tough. No need to stress.
Episode 4.
By George Podcast.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Brian.
And how you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good. How are you, bud?
I'm not too bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can you tell me what By George is? I'm kind of confused.
What is it? What isn't it? Because it's a Twitter, it's a blog, it's a podcast, it's, you know,
they got clothing.
A clothing line. It's a whole way of life, you know?
And we're trying to get the students to buy in. So if you see us at By George Mason on Twitter or By George by underscore George on Instagram,
right?
Please follow us.
Please follow us. Support us on campus. If you want a t-shirt and you want to rock it around campus, hit us up. We'll sell you one.
Honestly, we're just last episode we gave some out for free, and three people hit me up asking for free t-shirts. So right. I'm going to just start giving out for free. Why not? All right. So Chris and I haven't missed a game together in a little while.
It's been a while. Yeah.
And just recently for the homecoming game, we did not watch it together.
We didn't.
I was driving. I was late. I didn't even get a real chance to tailgate.
Yikes.
And I walked in with my wife. We sat in the student section. We had a good time, but it wasn't like if I was with Chris.
Right. But you want to hear about mine?
Yeah. Well, all I'm right. Still wondering. I'm actually pretty curious.
I actually had to go to a baptism.
Okay.
Yeah. And so.
Did you get bent?
We did go to a brewery afterwards.
So at least you got to pregame for the Mason game.
I didn't. Yeah, and so, I got to watch it at home. And to be honest, I haven't seen a home game on TV in a while. So it was kind of cool seeing the game from that perspective. The students showed up. It was loud. It came across on the TV. I felt proud to be a Patriot.
Yeah, and there, you know, I thought that was one of Green Machine. That was one of their best bits. So they killed it. The cheerleaders killed it. My wife was
the
like,
Masonettes.
The Masonettes.
They killed it too.
They just liked one of our tweets, by the way.
All right.
Okay. So the whole experience was awesome. It felt like, you know, I was young again. I was in the student section. I was cheering.
Right.
But let's talk about the game a little bit. Who did we play?
Davidson. Okay, Jesus Christ.
And what's their RPI?
71, actually.
And that's like, is that our best win?
Yes, it is our best win according to the RPI. I don't know how many people actually think that it's like a valid way of gauging a team. But yes, Davidson technically was the best team we've beaten all year, even over OK State, who actually beat Kansas. So I don't even.
Right.
Well, whatever.
That's why the RPI, I mean, Virginia Tech fans hate the RPI. I mean, it's kept them out of the final.
Either
64
way, Davidson. Is an okay team, all right? They're middle of the pack A-10 squad. We went in as an underdog. We had just been blown out twice by Dayton and Rhode Island. We looked bad. We're losing. We didn't have Marquise Moore. And I think everyone kind of expected, all right, well, let's celebrate homecoming game. We're going to go watch a loss. We're going to go home. And
instead, the students left having a good time. They got to see a buzzer. Well, not a buzzer beater, but a late shot finish to the game.
There's 1 second left on the clock. Jalen Jenkins puts a, you know, well, they set up a play for him.
It was a pick and roll.
He executed it so poorly. The shot hit the back. Was the back of the rim or the front of the rim?
Either way, I think it hit the top of the backboard, and then Marco came flying out of nowhere like Batman, tipped it back up. Jalen gets the rebound, hits it, and...
And then our squad starts celebrating prematurely. There's still like
Abram
a second left
on Jenkins' back while they were taking a shot. But you know, it was a fun game. We had the lead pretty much primarily until they came back.
Yeah, we looked good the whole game.
We did.
And without Marquise Moore and their stud was it Gibbs.
Yep.
He played well. He takes a lot of shots though.
He did.
His numbers are inflated because he shoots every shot. So,
right. And I don't want to start talking about the St. Louis game too, not yet, but we gave up a bunch of mid-range jumpers in both games, and I'm wondering, are we just missing Marquise Moore that much?
Well, yeah, he's, quoted by Paulson, the best defender on the team.
And where did you get that quote from?
I don't know. I forgot where I did.
Was
I read
106.7 The Fan. I think he was when he was talking about him on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. So, hey, stay tuned. We're going to be talking about St. Louis. We're going to be, you know, we're going to show our next couple opponents coming up.
We're also going to talk about the Wizards, a trade deadline, and
maybe we'll have a couple
surprise. Yeah, who knows? But now I'm nervous. I don't know what to say.
Tell me how you made the, what is that? That Korean.
Oh, what? Are you kidding me?
The Korean barbecue.
Oh, the recipe?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Go through the entire process.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, like, because you're family, I'll just tell you, but I got it from this website.
So it's not a secret recipe?
Well, it's, like, secret because not a lot of people know about it, but it's, like, public because it's out in the public.
So a lot of people know about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so.
How did you make it?
Well, no, I'm not gonna tell you. Just go there and go to the website and see.
Dang, that's like a really lazy explanation. Like, just Google it. Korean like, barbecue.
I mean, no, I'm giving you the source, man. It's like
the internet. Thanks, Mikal.
But listen, add keys to the cucina. That's like the name, right? I mean, it is the name. Like, what do you want from me? But. That's Alex it. Alex Colbus. You know what I'm saying? That's a whip. Brian. I want to go back to the St. Louis game.
I had a blast.
It was last night. We were essentially down, what, 20?
Yeah, at one point I thought it was 39-19.
Something like that. Either way, we were down big. I think everyone expected us to sort of lay a goose egg. It looked like one of those nights where St. Louis was going to shoot out of their minds on us. And
we pulled off a big win the game before. Are we going to win back-to-back?
Right. It didn't look like it. But in the second half, riding Jalen Jenkins.
I don't mean to cut you off, but we actually posted a Twitter
poll.
And yeah. We asked, are we going to come back, yes or no? And we did it kind of as a joke, like, this is over, but let's just post this poll. Most of the people said yes, and what ended up happening?
Well, we lost. I mean, we know that.
But did we come back?
Yeah, we did. We actually came back. In the second half, we rode Jalen Jenkins. We had some clutch shooting by Cam. I think
it's good to have a Cam sighting.
Otis may have not been on the top of his game, but you know, he's filling in with Moore being out. I don't know. He might have just been tired.
One thing you said to me, which I thought made a lot of sense, was that he needed Marquise Moore to just kind of balance him out and be that second guard who could handle the ball with him, because without him out there,
he had to do it all.
Right.
And so either way, the whole team fought back. We tied it up with an opportunity to win. Jalen Jenkins, they ran a final play with him.
Same exact play as in the
Davidson game. Yeah, and so
it looked like the screen was actually set a little bit higher, so he caught the ball. He didn't have the chance to get to the bucket like he did in the Davidson game, but he got a look at a chance to win it.
And he missed. Yeah,
so we went to overtime.
And not a great start. We gave up some early threes. I think we were down five, but we
with a chance to win, with a chance to at least tie it at the end. I mean, yeah. What more can you ask for? If you go back and forth in a basketball game and you have a chance to tie or win, you know, you got to leave that game with your head high. Hey, we played hard.
Right. And to be honest, though, it was a tie game up until there were, what, 4 seconds left? And they hit or 5 seconds?
And they hit an elbow jumper.
Oof.
Right.
And then Otis kind of got down the court and then...
Who knows? Yeah, it looked like he got blocked, which you don't see on final shots very often, guy actually getting a block. Usually it could be a foul, so you kind of just let the shot go up. You know, he got blocked.
Yeah, and so either way, keep your head up high. We're going to move on. Great job. Commendable effort.
It was a fun time. You know, we got to enjoy our fun times.
The implications of this game were huge. They were huge.
Tell me about it.
So we are battling currently for the not last two spots in the A-10.
Which would have been the last two.
That would be 14th or 13th place. So what you have to do if you finish in the 14th or 13th place in the A-10 is play in that play-in game.
Have we
lost both to Fordham. And I think we're trying to avoid that this year by not playing LaSalle. And so we were battling St. Louis, though, for that 13th spot, And unfortunately, they beat us, and we fell down a whole game.
And so now are we in that
inevitably?
13th
yeah,
spot
we're
now?
Probably yeah, we're probably gonna because it's either gonna be Fordham, UMass, or St. Louis, and we have I think like the toughest schedule. So.
And do you remember the schedule offhand? I know you
know.
No,
I don't. No,
you know. We play VCU.
Yeah, we play VCU, which is going to be a loss. GW.
That's
well, most.
I'm going to go maybe on that.
It's
one
at
myself.
GW. Come on.
Okay. Are you trying to go to that game?
Kind of do.
I know. I want to go too. The court's awesome.
I mean, it was a pretty fun time.
And it's right down the street from where you live.
Right. It's one metro stop.
We could probably walk. Okay.
Or
so
walk.
I'm sorry. All right,
either way, just right. Yeah. GW's a loss. Richmond at home, maybe. We have UMass. Maybe we also have a LaSalle. That's a maybe too.
So we just gotta. You think it's comfortable? We win two games.
Two to three. Three definitely
gets
we're
us
not,
out.
Three gets
so
us out of that.
That's what we're rooting for, Mason fans. If you're a student,
UMass is the biggest though because that's a huge. So that's a one game.
Right.
Yeah, swing.
Okay.
And so UMass would be tied with
so
us.
So we don't want to play in the play-in game again. We've played in it twice. We've lost twice. It's nubby to lose the play-in game and not even get to that first day of the tournament.
Right. And just a news flash for everyone. We're actually going to head up to Brooklyn this year and cover the tournament. But we don't want to show up on Wednesday because that sucks.
Right. So we can't just take days off work. We're already working. We're working two jobs as is. Can't take days off. So we're hoping that we get out of that. We can cover Thursday and we'll bring you all the A10 news.
So yeah, get excited. We're going to be on Periscope. We're going to be doing some podcasts up there in Brooklyn. And so just tune in and it should be kind of fun.
Chris, did we go to Fats?
Yes, we did.
Okay, and are we going to talk about that next segment?
I hope so.
Okay.
I mean,
all right. So stay tuned. Next segment.
I don't know what
we talking
about. To say, but yes, we went to Fats.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, are we going to tune into the next segment? Yes. Okay.
I remember one of my first stories about Chris, or like, yeah, the first story about Chris, how we were introduced to him, was when he tried to con you out of
being my friend.
That was what it essentially became best friends. It was like he was just teaching you a life lesson.
Yeah, I think so.
And you came back, and it was like you guys... like formed a strong bond after that. After so many years,
he just felt so bad. He was like, "Man, I hope I don't get in trouble." Like it was hanging over his head for an entire year, probably like multiple years.
But you guys were like 7.
Yeah, we were fucking kids.
Yeah, but it's crazy. And then you went to like Morocco and Egypt, and you came back. And Chris has always been like a solid friend.
Yeah.
It's pretty
legit.
Yeah, especially if you're like a foreign service brat, you're everywhere. You know. Like, you don't have time to, like, form those bonds.
I'm not one of those.
Okay. So tell me about your friend Brian.
Oh, yeah, that was so good. Now, I was actually just thinking about it, man. I think Brian is probably one of Chris's, like, most genuine friends, right? For the most part, you know? He's, like, he always comes through. He's always, like, hospitable. He's always, like, you know, curious about, you know, your life and what's going on and not just like some superficial stuff that you see. And
I've only met him twice now.
Yeah.
But he's funny as hell.
Like
he's so funny. Like I always like
why
walk
are you
away.
Shaking your head?
I'm like, I always walk
yeah,
away
yeah,
with a good
so
feeling.
Great.
No, I always walk away with a good feeling because you make me laugh like crazy. Wait, what?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Well, this has been an exciting episode.
Talk to me about Fats.
What? All right. Talk to you about Fat Tuesdays?
Yeah, Fat Tuesdays. Where is it for people who don't know where Fat Tuesdays is?
Look at University Mall, go around the back, go down the basement area, and it's in that creepy little
I really drove around three separate times. Like, I'd never been there before. And so just look. It actually looks like it got a new sign.
Yeah, the sign looks great.
So what was your feeling when you walked into Fat Tuesdays?
It's like an authentic dive bar. I mean, the last time I was there, I was a freshman in college. And so that was like 10 years ago. So, Yeah, it's been a while, but oddly enough, it looked exactly the same.
They have a lot of Mardi Gras decorations, I guess. Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. That's
you guess. I'm sorry. I don't want to call you out.
So they got stuff decorated everywhere. Chris, tell us a little bit about the deals they had.
Okay, so is it okay if I call out the By George happy hour?
I think so.
All right, well, so the By George happy hour, it pales in comparison to Fat Tuesday. So what we were offering were, what, $3 domestics, $5 wings, you know, a $5 Georgian ginger. That was all fine.
The Georgian ginger, I don't think it was ever poured correctly or charged correctly. I think they just kind of said, like,
what I got it once. It was $8, and it was pretty much some water.
Okay, so we may host there again, so let's be
okay. Okay, yeah, it's fine. But either way, Fat Tuesdays, $2, $2.50 beer, $3.50 wings. What were the deals?
It was $3 wings and $3 onion rings, which is like exactly what free we ordered popcorn, at hard times every time we went.
Free popcorn, free peanuts.
Yeah, and you just throw the peanut shells on the ground.
And you can walk to the game afterwards.
Right. So, you know what? You may see By George happy hours coming at Fat Tuesdays. They might not be as regular as they've been, but maybe they'll pop off.
Right, for just a few of the specialty games.
Right.
So,
I actually really enjoyed Fat Tuesdays myself. I actually ran into a bartender I knew. You know, I felt like I was at home, and it was the first time I had ever been there.
You felt you were at home at a bar you've never been to.
I know, I live in D.C. Like, I don't even live in Virginia. But, you know, so Fat Tuesdays.
Classic D.C. guy, right?
just bragging about right. Where I, but, you know, if you want D.C. prices and if you want that D.C. snobbiness, just head to
O. George, right around the corner.
Right, and that, apparently some of our GMU alumni got kicked out of a bar. I was trying to get the full scope, but it sounded like By George bartenders were just a bit of an ass.
You said By George, you meant O. George.
O. George. Don't get confused, by the way. We're By George. That snobby ass place
like,
is.
O. George.
Right.
So, okay. So one quick story, though, about O. George. So we went in one time after a game. It was a loss, but we went in for some beers. Brian tries to order like a Bud Light. And granted, it's kind of embarrassing to order, but the bartender
save money.
The bartender goes, "We don't serve Bud Light." I was like, "Dude, okay, well, could I get?" And he's like, "We only have these select pumpkin ales with, you know, 6% IPA hoppiness." We get it, buddy. Just
yep. I actually think after I tried to order a Bud Light, you tried to order a Yingling. Which is like a little bit more like maybe they have
you
it.
Think a place would have Yingling.
Like I get not having like a Bud Light or a Natty Light.
Like sometimes
Light
I just want to be like a blue collar drinker.
Right. Do I have to be like this snobby pumpkin spiced latte special espresso extra hoppy? So the bartender was actually pretty lame.
And then the prices were pretty unreasonable. I mean, I ended up dropping like $34 for two beers.
Honestly, we could cross the Key Bridge right now going to Georgetown and get some cheap drinks.
Right.
So why off of Braddock Road?
Do you think you feel like it's necessary that you could charge $8 for like a standard beer?
Yep.
And you're too good to have a happy hour?
Well, it's
you?
$2 off of $8 beers. So
oh, God forbid.
So, okay, we're done after this with the hatred of O. George, but I tried to host happy hours there, and they're like, "Our food is above discount." It's like, what are you talking about? It's probably the exact same chicken wing that comes off the Cisco bus that delivers to every restaurant on Braddock Row. But your specialty wing is that tight? Okay, so, Chris.
Well, there goes the opportunity of hosting something there.
I mean, they're a sports bar, but they don't want to be a sports bar. I'm going to go because it's across the street and it looks tight, but
so you are going to go?
I mean, are you going to go?
No.
Well, what if hot chicks are there?
No, because I love my girlfriend.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay, so today was the NBA trade deadline. All right, they kept saying, "Oh, Griffin's going to get traded. Howard's going to get traded. Jeff T's going to get traded. Al Horford's going to get traded."
Instead, with all those the speculation of all these big names, and who you end up getting is like Markieff Morris making like headlines.
I heard Kirk Heinrich was traded.
Right, it's
so
big splash.
The NBA continues to hype up their deadline. Nothing ever happens. Guess what? They're all free agents. They're going to sign with whoever they want.
I'm going number one trade deadline. MLB. Those always pop off.
Oh, they pop off.
But I'm just saying, let's go back to
Markieff Moore. Tell me about him. What do you think? I like it. What do you,
could I just go back to his college days?
Yeah.
He played at Kansas. He was on the team that was defeated by VCU.
We've actually talked about Kansas a lot, like the state of Kansas, whether it be Dayton Moore, whether it be...
we've been talking about Kansas.
Yeah, we've been talking about Kansas a lot.
All right, okay, well, either way, Markieff Moore came out of Kansas. And he was one of the twins, the Morris twins, that were on that Kansas squad that the Havoc defense beat. It was... that was a pretty disappointing game from them.
I wish we had.
And now we have him. So,
yep,
come full circle.
But so you don't like him? That's the vibe I'm getting.
What Morris is going to give us is he'll get us to the 8 seed, and he's not good enough.
Oh,
to
you think so?
Yeah, we'll get the 8 seed,
so the
and we'll get
are making the playoff. Chris Jones.
Yes, and we'll win one game in the opening
we
round.
We swept the Raptors last year.
Yeah, but we're gonna play the Cavs. Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
so if at best we finish in the 8th spot with Morris, and we're going to go into next year, we're not going to have a high draft pick.
We're actually going to have no draft pick, I think.
Exactly. Yeah, we just traded him away for Markieff Morris. Yeah, and we're not getting Kevin Durant either, so
he's a Knicks.
Yeah,
but do you like
the Wizards are in shambles. I don't give a shit about Markieff Morris. So he's not going to make a difference. He was averaging like 11-6. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Big game changer.
He actually just got a fight with his own teammate on the bench. When do you ever really see
him? I heard he's like a cancer for like any team.
Well, as soon as his twin brother was traded, it was like a huge problem.
No,
like,
my twin buddy.
Okay, so a positive perspective, I believe, is that we've been looking for a stretch four. Humphreys didn't work. Gooden, you're like 36. We got Jared Dudley. He looks like he still needs to lose 15 pounds after playing for half a season. So they had to do something to get a stretch four, and I think he is the perfect fit for the Wizards offense to run the floor, play good defense, and be versatile.
So what? And yeah.
But if you're saying so what, it just means that you just don't like the NBA, right? Because like, what is the 6th, 7th, and 8th seeds?
I just don't think he's going to make that big of a change.
Okay. Well, you heard it here.
So let's see what happens. Like, they're going to miraculously, like, shoot up to the 2 seed.
Well, they're not too far. So the East is obviously very jumbled up. So I like the trade. You know, let us know what you like. Leave us a comment. You know, while you're listening, you're going to see a little area that says comment. We've yet to get one. Please, let us know.
I think my mom said something like, keep it going or something.
All right, everybody. That's By George Podcast. We're gonna send you off with a song that we love. Okay, make sure just to listen to the whole thing. All right.
Do we know what it is?
Why don't you decide for us? Last time, actually,
we'll figure it out after we cut this. So.
Yeah. Okay. So the third episode.
Get ready for this mystery song.
I'm gonna go get some more.